USA News, I'm John Schaefer. On the second day of the UAW strike, discussions are underway between United Auto Workers and Ford and GM. Striking union members, including this UAW worker in Toledo, are advocating for improved pay and pension benefits.
We need more money. I mean, we've gone years without a raise. You know, we want our fair share. And that's what we're looking for, our fair share. You know, for everybody, not just for me, but for everybody that works here.
Negotiations, which paused on Friday, have resumed with both GM and Ford expressing their commitment. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has been cleared of all charges and will retain his office. State senators deliberated on 16 articles of impeachment, ultimately acquitting him.
This judgment will be filed with the Secretary of State, and Attorney General Warren Kenneth Paxton Jr. is hereby, at this moment, reinstated to office.
That's Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. To remove Paxton from office, he would have needed to have been convicted on just one of the articles. The accusations revolved around alleged misuse of his office to assist a political donor. Jason Carter, the grandson of former President Jimmy Carter and Rosalind Carter, shared that the couple is in the final phase of their lives. He mentioned they are together at home, which he believes is an ideal situation for them at this stage. Earlier this year, the former president entered hospice care, and Rosalind Carter was diagnosed with dementia. Jimmy Carter will turn 99 on October 1st. Kansas has stopped altering transgender individuals' birth certificates to align with their gender identities. The state health department's announcement Friday is based on a recent law asserting that the state is not obliged to acknowledge the gender of transgender individuals. Republican State Attorney General Chris Kobach clarified that the law not only bars future alterations, but also mandates the reversal of any prior changes made to official records. And today marks Mexico's Independence Day. This is USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says an armed man impersonated a U.S. Marshal who claimed to be part of his security detail at a campaign event in Los Angeles Friday. The man reportedly had two holstered weapons and was carrying a U.S. Marshal's badge and federal ID. LAPD says a suspect was arrested for posing as a federal agent at the event. Kennedy's request to the White House for Secret Service protection has been denied. Post-tropical cyclone Lee is expected to make landfall today in eastern Canada.
Dangerous weather conditions as the outer bands of Lee hitting New England. The storm with strong winds expected to hit Maine and Canada. Areas like Nova Scotia and New Brunswick. Wind and coastal flooding expected along with the possibility of power outages.
That's correspondent Laura Winters reporting. As the Google antitrust trial continues, prosecutors contend the tech giant has a hold on 90% of the search market. The Justice Department alleges that Google has invested massive amounts of money, reaching the billions, in order to secure contracts with mobile carriers, smartphone manufacturers, and browser operators like Apple Safari and Mozilla's Firefox in order to become the default search engine. The iconic house featured in the movie Halloween is up for sale. While set in the fictional town of Haddonfield, Illinois, the house is actually located in South Pasadena, California. The original 1978 film was shot on site. It is now available for about $1.8 million. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year. Which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.